KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building.
And at 7:07, we have fair to partly cloudy skies, and it's currently 59 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 86 and winds out of the east at 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Authorities in Cass County say there's good news to report with regard to a possible drowning victim northeast of Lewis on Sunday night. There was no victim. A motorist had seen a stroller alongside Highway 6 Sunday evening near the Turkey Creek Bridge and became concerned. They followed a trail to the creek bed and noticed evidence of someone who had been by the water in addition to some blood. Authorities were notified of the discovery about 6 p.m. Cass County Sheriff's Deputy Preston Harder told KJAN News it was apparently all a big misunderstanding.
The police department ended up contacting a couple that had been out there with their toddler, and we assumed whatever we found was remnants of a fish, but we still just investigated just to cover our tails.
Numerous agencies, including the Southwest Iowa Dive Team and drone operator teams for Cass and Shelby County, were called to search for a possible unknown victim. The Atlantic Police Department managed to contact a couple of people who had been out by the creek fishing with their toddler in tow. When they left, they forgot to take the stroller with them. Thankfully, all the family members were accounted for. Cass County Deputy Kyle Quist said numerous agencies assisted in handling the incident, including the Cass County Sheriff's Office, Atlantic Police, State Conservation Officers, Cass County Emergency Management Agency, Atlantic Fire, the Cass and Shelby County drone teams, as I mentioned, which Quist said the drone is probably one of the best tools we have right now. We're just really learning how to use well. Also assisting was the Cass County K-9 team, Shelby County EMA, and the Southwest Iowa Regional Dive Team. Quist had a special note of thanks for the dispatchers of the Cass County Communications Center in Atlantic.
I would also like to thank the Cass County Communications dispatchers. Without them, large-scale events like this would not run smoothly. And we have quality dispatchers, and because of that, not only was this event happening, there was multiple calls around the county and city of Atlantic for other situations that they were dealing with, and they did an excellent job.
In other news, one person suffered head trauma and other possible unknown injuries during a motorcycle accident south of Lewis Saturday evening. According to dispatch reports, Griswold Rescue and Cass EMS were called to the scene near 57534 Lewis Road at around 5:20 p.m. A medical helicopter was also requested and landed at a nearby landing zone, that is. Additional details are currently not available on that accident. Authorities in Missouri report a man from southwest Iowa and two children were hurt in a rollover accident Friday. According to the Missouri Highway Patrol, troopers responded to a crash on Highway 36 about 2 miles east of Osborne in DeKalb County at around 5 p.m. Friday. A 2008 Land Rover driven by 28-year-old Roger K. Cromwell of Shenandoah was traveling eastbound on the highway when the SUV left the road and overturned. Cromwell and two juvenile female passengers were taken by ambulance to Cameron Regional Medical Center. Cromwell and one of the juveniles suffered serious injuries while the other juvenile had minor injuries. Area residents are once again being advised of road work that will affect your travel plans beginning today. The city of Elkhorn will close the intersection of Washington Street or County Road F-58 and Salem Street for street and storm sewer repairs. Snyder and Associates engineer Dave Sturm said the closure will be up to 2 weeks, depending on the weather. And as we've previously mentioned, road construction work on the U.S. Highway 6 between Highway 71 near Atlantic and Highway 48 near Lewis will require intermittent lane closures from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays now through August the 5th, weather permitting. During this project, traffic will be controlled with flaggers and a pilot car while work is taking place, and a 16-foot lane width limit will be in effect. At least three area school district boards of education will hold their separate meetings this evening. Beginning at 5:30, the Griswold School Board will meet in the high school conference room, and some of the highlights of their new business items include appointment of a business manager, treasurer, board secretary, and district attorney, approval of a bakery, dairy trash removal, snow removal, and warewash bids, and the appointment of an affirmative action coordinator. The Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton School Board meeting gets underway at 6 o'clock in the Elkhorn Building Conference Room. Some of the highlights of their new business or action items include the appointment of Jan Grieving as board secretary, approval of an operational sharing agreement with IKM Manning for human resources and administrative assistant, approval of the following new hires: Lexi Griffin, middle school English language arts teacher, and Dara Svensson, human resources administrative assistant, and approval of the resignation of Joanne Morenz as high school English teacher at Exira EHK. The Audubon School Board will meet 7 p.m. Monday in their high school boardroom. Their action items include appointing a member to serve the remainder of a board term vacated by Joni Madsen and the administering of the oath of office to that person, approval of district legal counsel, equity coordinators, asbestos manager, and level 1 and level 2 investigators. Also, the board will act on any personnel matters to come before them. That is a check of our news for this hour. Check out more online at KJAN.com on our news page. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears Building.